News Talk Breakfast with Anton Savage.
In association with AIR.
This morning, Dublin City Council is going to unveil on-street waste compactors in Marlborough Place. This is part of its campaign to rid the city streets of plastic bin bags. Derek Kelly is with us. He's Executive Manager in Climate and Urban Resilience at Dublin City Council. Derek, for people who haven't seen any pics of these things, give us a sense of what they are.
Good morning, Anton, and thanks for having me on this morning. So basically, these are another phase of what we introduced back in October of 2025 in the South Commercial District of the city. Some of your listeners might have seen the compactors that we've had installed up on St. Stephen's Green and down off Dame Street near the old Central Bank. So they're kind of public facing waste compactors. They're designed for use in the public realm. They're about the size of a commercial van. Customers will come down, they will have a fob, they'll tag the unit, a barrel opens, and they place their rubbish in the bin. So these are for businesses and residents in these designated areas who don't have space to place or to store wheelie bins like you might have in a residential area, the three wheelie bin solution. So they have to bring their waste to these units instead of what has happened to date, where they would just place their plastic bags full of rubbish on our curbsides and the waste collectors would collect it later, and that would have caused issues with litter, with bags being ripped open by seagulls that we've all seen over the years, and that means my teams have to come in and clean up after it. So this is part of our efforts to improve the general cleanliness within the city and make it a more kind of attractive place for people who are in there working, visiting, or just going about their daily lives, and just generally safer in the evenings, because there would have been at least 1,000 bags placed on footpaths all across the city on a daily basis that was causing obstructions to pedestrians trying to get around the city.
So while it has cleaned up the and will clean up the general area around the city as those bags move off, it has an issue directly around each one of these compactors, which is those who are right beside it are saying things like, right outside my cafe or right outside my shop, there is now a caravan full of filth. And we have restaurant owners and cafe owners saying things like, these things leak bin juice. Customers then walk through the bin juice. That then gets tracked into my shop. What do you do about that?
Well, look, there have been instances of the unit being taken out of order, generally due to user behavior. People coming to use the compactor will overfill the barrel. It goes into a safety mode and it can shut down. But we have operatives ourselves in the city council and the waste collection industry who are responsible for servicing these units are around the city all day. And when it does go down, it's responded to as quickly as physically possible. In relation to leakage, again, this is as a result of people putting liquids into the units. It does happen from time to time. They've been communicated with to advise that it isn't appropriate to put bottles or tubs of oils into the compactors. It is a compacting unit. It will squash things and it can result in some leakage. But again, when this happens, we have wash crews ourselves operating around the city 24 hours a day, and we respond to it as quickly as we can to clean up anything that happens of that nature. But look, we encourage people to use the units responsibly, only put items into it that they know they should put in. Like, you wouldn't go along and pour a barrel of oil into your wheelie bin at home. Why would you do it in these units as well?
I would bet, Derek, there are buckets of people at home who, when they finish up with their cooking oil, it goes back into the cooking oil bottle, they put a lid in and they fling it in the bin. And it wouldn't surprise me if there are people in commercial premises who are pretty willing to do similar things, particularly if they know that once it's in the compactor, you'll never know who put it in the first place.
Yeah, and look, that clearly is happening from time to time. It is rare, and we are communicating with the waste collection industry, so they're their customers. They know who's doing this because it's tagged. They can trace if people are overloading the barrel and taking it out of action, and have been spoken to, advising them the implications and what the impacts are of their actions. because we don't want leakage. Clearly, we don't. It isn't a nice image to see. But
and is there any way, Derek, to hide them?
I mean,
I know on the continent they do these ones where you have a very small, almost fake bin on top, and then beneath there is a huge buried area, which at least gets it off the street and from outside people's premises. Is there plans to look at anything like that?
In the city centre, unfortunately, it's quite challenging due to significant congestion below ground from many years of the installation of kind of important infrastructure, gas, water, drainage, ESB, telecoms networks. So the space just doesn't exist in the city core. You'd rarely see it in those instances. They might be out in the suburbs. It's not that we won't consider it, but it would have to be maybe as part of a major public ground project in an area that isn't congested with existing services.
Can't be on, beyond the capacity of engineers. I mean, if we're going to dig a rail tunnel under the same street, we should be able to put in a bin.
Well, you would think it would be straightforward, but unfortunately the space required of it and the number of them you would need. So with the compacting units, you get a much more significant capacity. The ones that go below ground, they can't compact and you need to put a lot more of them in. And as we all know from projects around city centres, the congestion level, you can't move water infrastructure or a gas main. Like, you have to find a space where the space exists and it isn't necessarily where it's accessible by the trucks that need to serve them. They need to be lifted out of the ground with almost crane-like trucks and overhead lines. So anywhere where there might be a Lewis line or overhead cables, trees, all impact the ability to lift them.
Gotcha. Derek, thank you. Derek Kelly, Executive Manager in Climate and Urban Resilience at Dublin City Council.
News Talk Breakfast with Anton Savage.
In association with AIR.
Weekday mornings at 7. News Talk. Conversation that counts.